I wanted to provide some insight on how I think that each person should approach the research, the publications. Now, there's many aspects, of course, the material on the website and so forth, but I'm just talking about specifically the monthly publications, the Market Forecaster, Intelligent Investor, and Dividend Gems. We have a variety of subscribers from all over the world, different age groups, different objectives, professional investors, fund managers, people in college trying to learn, who are in business programs, economic programs, everyday Joes and Joannes. So it's obviously very difficult for me to lay out a path for each person. I don't know your background. I don't know your objectives. I don't know your net worth. I don't know your needs. I don't know your risk tolerance, right? And perhaps you don't know your risk tolerance, by the way. So the first thing is that you got to really understand yourself. And this is probably the easiest thing to accomplish of the whole investment game. The hardest thing about it is understanding the importance of doing so and kind of realizing when you have figured yourself out. And if you can do that, you'll eliminate a lot of errors, right? I address these issues in the Wall Street Investment Bible, so of course, you got to have that book. I'm thinking about actually requiring everyone to sign up for membership for a year and to read the Wall Street Investment Bible and go through and learn a lot of these things, learn about forecasting and so forth before they're able to subscribe to any of the research. We'll see how that goes. I don't know if I'm going to do it. But the main point is this. If you are an amateur investor, a novice investor, you need to start slowly with our research, okay? If you're not sure, be conservative, okay? Be conservative. Go slowly. It may take you several months to figure out what's going on, but don't be overly aggressive. Go with the most conservative things, okay? And as you proceed, as you learn more, and this is going to take a long time, don't think that you're going to see drastic improvement that's material relative to your investment performance in 1 year. Okay? Under the best of circumstances, it takes several years for people that are dedicated, who are clever, and who work very hard. Okay? Understand that. If this was easy, if I had some formula that applied to everyone, right, to make everyone a really good investor, then obviously I could bottle it up and sell it, right? There is no set formula. Much of this whole thing depends on you. And one of the things that you have to learn to do is to push the button, pull the trigger on your own, right? And to take responsibility. Take responsibility. It's easy to do so when you do well, but when you make mistakes, if you don't take responsibility for your mistakes, you're not going to fully acknowledge that you are responsible and you're not going to be able to fix them. You're not going to have the encouragement to fix them. If you always find someone to blame, right, then there's no incentive to get your act together, okay? And that's another reason why I wouldn't even begin to do any of these email alert system things, you know, where they send you buy and sell signals. Not only is it just inappropriate because I don't know, you know, I wouldn't know who it's going to, right? In other words, everyone has different objectives. But also, it's just, it's gambling, and it makes you dependent on me. I don't think it's effective. You're not going to learn anything. And you're not making the judgment call. You have to learn to make judgment calls, okay? And the key thing is to learn to make judgment calls and to balance those calls with your risk tolerance, your skill level, and your ability to to juggle everything, right? It's you have to balance all those things together. So it's best to start off slowly, okay? It's best to start off conservatively, very slowly, and the less experienced you are, the more you want to look at the research in terms of a learning educational tool, okay? And gradually, you can utilize it more and more and more for investing. That's kind of my general outlook on things. Just trying to provide some guidance for everyone. Now, part of the problem is, of course, and this is a big problem in life with many of us, at least through some part of our life, is we don't realize if we're competent or incompetent, right? Mostly the latter. People who are competent, right, they usually know that they are. But the problem is that people think they're competent and they're not. So you may think that you're experienced investor, right? And when I say experienced, I don't mean in terms of how long you've been investing. I mean also in terms of kind of know what you're doing, right? Experience in terms of being competent. If you think that you're competent, you may not be. And so you're going to start off from the get-go in the wrong position, right? Because you're going to think that you're ready to move forward at a substantial pace, when in reality, you need to sit back and watch, listen, read, take notes, and analyze, and go over the same thing over and over again until things start to make more sense. Okay. So, the reality is I think that the research potentially can be utilized by somewhat novice investors. I'm not going to say complete novices, but I guess it could actually, even novice investors, at the very least, if the most novice investors basically just follow the market forecasts and buy and sell the market ETFs, right? And also they can perhaps take positions and not manage so much. Some of the securities that are strong, that do not experience sell-offs as frequently, okay, more of the blue-chip type securities, right? That would be more the conservative approach, okay? And just basically wait around, learn from the research, and only react during the big times, right, in terms of the securities. Or maybe you might not want to take advantage of all the market corrections. Maybe you want to take advantage of the big ones or just some. You're basically doing something, right? And you're learning throughout that time. Big problem most people make is they take on too much. And they don't understand risk. And so they're doing things because they are greedy and they're not looking at what they should be doing relative to their needs and their risk tolerance. Okay. So a lot of that comes with time, but there is some of it that is fundamental. And I think that, again, Wall Street Investment Bible, probably if you're a novice investor, it's not the best first book to start reading. I think that's probably a book for intermediate term investors and maybe even advanced investors. But so that's pretty much all I had to say for today on this topic. I think that in reality, we need to develop some type of a questionnaire that, based upon the answers, guides people, gives them a generic guidance on how best to approach the research, whether they should be more conservative, right, with the research, and they should stick towards certain aspects of the research. But that's going to be very difficult for us to develop. That would require a lot of thinking. So that's something I'll put on the back burner. maybe try and develop something like that over time.